This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I would say this was a lack of a lot of things today. I can speak more so on the offensive side as we were trying to get things started, get things rolling. You know, that's just not how you start the game. Interception, we come back out the next drive, turn the ball over with a strip sack. You know, next drive, we just can't get anything going. So, you know, how do you build off of that is what we're looking forward to. We don't want to overreact. We don't want to underreact to this. We want to make sure we get this right so that this never happens again. For sure. I'm definitely excited to see that. Like I said, you know, we don't want to overreact or we don't want to underreact with what the performance was like. We got to go look at the film. But I'm definitely curious to see, you know, okay, I came in on Tuesday. I seen these guys on Tuesday last week. I want to see if these same guys are watching film on Tuesday this week. Like, I want to see how everyone goes about their process. I mean, same for me, but then outside of their process, you know, how they go out there and execute what they need to do to be able to turn this thing around for week two.
The fact that you still have to have these conversations about putting in work and stuff is just, it's incredible. It just, I'm just dumbfounded how, like, we're like wonder if guy's gonna put in extra work. Like, this is football season. Of course you need to put in more work. I'd like to hear a little more I too, and not so much we. I'd like to hear a little more I on this team. Coaches, players, I need to play better. I didn't throw an interception. I didn't fumble. I got hit. Anyway, we got all
maybe
kinds
of stuff.
Maybe
they can't play any better.
I don't know, man.
This is it. Joe, you start off by saying, we've been talking about this for weeks. How many months did this guy have to prepare for this
game?
Oh,
no. You prepare.
The same stale, boring, predictable crap play calling.
Nothing changed down the field in this
offense. Exactly the same.
Nothing. Yeah.
You had nothing for those guys. Absolutely
nothing. We added on salaries with some coaches, and I'm like, okay, man, some new fresh thoughts coming in. Same thing. I mean, we got two numbers right there that you never want to be part of. 43 yards in the first half. That hasn't happened since 1991. 43 yards and a half. That's hard to do. That's really hard to do. And the Colts and Daniel Jones scored on all seven drives.
Daniel Jones, man.
Daniel.
Another team didn't want.
Daniel Jones.
Guy anyone could have had, right?
Who, by the way, everybody worried about him. Worried about the wrong guy. And by the way, they played their ass off around him. They blocked. They ran. They got it both going. Then took some shots down the field. It was just It was bad everywhere. It, you know, sometimes one side will bail the other side out. This was just, it was, if you're going power rankings off yesterday and this first week, and we still have a Monday night game, we deserve to be, it's no surprise, we should be dead last. Matter of fact, coaches say that today. By the way, I don't know, the positive reinforcement is great. But we've been doing that positive reinforcement and patting everybody on the back. And don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, it's a different time. I know we don't spank our kids anymore and all that stuff. But we need a little tough love. And you know, not to fire a coach when there's tough love. That's another nice one. So you don't get Wes Welkered. Anyway, I just, and this Darren Waller thing on top of it, I'm just dogpiling now. That thing at the end of last week. Are you frigging kidding me? The Darren Waller's in. Darren Waller rest day. No. Darren Waller's got a bad hip. Like, what are we doing, man? We're counting on a guy that's been out for 2 years.
This signing,
he's got a bad hip. Did he have a bad hip? Now some are saying he might have had a bad hip in the offseason.
Yeah, Joe, this signing was a head scratcher from the beginning, man. Right. You didn't want to pay Jonnu Smith.
He got his 401k money. But how is Darren Waller supposed to stay? If he can't practice 1 week, how's he supposed to get hit in a game, play 20, 25 snaps, and stay healthy? What's the chances of that? It's hard enough to stay healthy when you're healthy for 17 games.
Not his fault he took the money, though. I don't blame Darren Waller. Right? That guy's sitting on the couch. They offer him, you know, all that money. Hey, come play. You sure?
I was glad on one thing yesterday. I wanted to say that. I was really glad the owner was there with George Perez, who's a passionate dude, one of Stephen Ross's business partners down here in South Florida, or he was. I don't know how much stuff they're still doing. George Perez, super successful guy down here. I think George is one of the guys, passionate guy. I love George Perez. George Perez, one of the guys, go, hey, Steven, you and I have disagreements all the time. We don't always agree on things we're doing. We do them differently. We're both in the B club. We can talk to each other like B brothers. The B brothers, billions. What are you doing? What are we doing here? You know, it said to me yesterday, Joe, I just don't know how much talent we have. I go, well, we better have more than what we had today playing. We better play better than that. And by the way, that might be the healthiest we're ever again. We lost two guys yesterday. I don't know how bad it is with either guy, but
it didn't look good.
The surgeries or the injuries don't go. I got surgeries. Injuries don't go away. I couldn't get to sleep last night, man, that damn game. By the way, not to take away from how crappy that game was, and it was just an absolute embarrassment. Seriously, they're going, when's the last time we're that bad? I go, those first two games for Brian Forrest, when he had no talent on that team, and they got hammered the first two games.
You've been around it for a long, long time. Is this as bad?
Yes. You can't play. Yeah. You cannot play much worse than that, and Daniel Jones is a quarterback.
I don't even know that, like, at this point, Joe, I don't even know that firing people or whatever, I don't think there's...
Well, they're not firing. They're not firing anybody in week two.
If it looks like this and, you know, at home against the Patriots, then... Obviously, the wheels are coming off.
Well, you play at home.
I don't know what you can do to fix this at this point?
You
guys lose a whole bunch of games and try to get better in the offseason.
Mike's on the clean it up program. Boy, there's a lot to clean up. There's a lot of things on both sides of the ball. You know, and guys staying longer and getting along and all that stuff. I mean, it's got to happen Sundays. At 1 o'clock is when it needs to happen with everything taking place. That stuff, that was one of the most embarrassing games, 21 years I can remember doing these games with Jimmy Cephalo and Kimbo Camper. It was embarrassing. Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator for the Colts, owned you. And by the way, all week, all I heard about was coming in, the 29th ranked defense a year ago, the Colts were. 29th ranked. He put in some blitzes. I don't know. call them exotic blitzes. I heard after the game, no, they were just basic blitzes we see all the time. Well, we must not, because we weren't ready for them.
There was one, the guy came just completely unblocked. I can't believe Tua didn't cough the ball up on that one.
I can't believe that whiplash.
How the hell does that happen?
I was getting ready to have him call Conan Judah to see if he needed some help. That was a bad one.
Yeah. Slip and fall.
Slip and fall.
Yeah.
He didn't get to slip and fall, but he got that neck went back. I mean, and those things, like.
And let's not overlook the fact, by the way, that his interceptions, his turnover, he's just.
You
can't win with him, Joe. I think
some of those
of us have known that for a while. I know he's got a fan base of people that, you know, kind of stay loyal to him or whatever, but you just can't win with him. And Omar, you know, he can come on when his flight lands later today and throw every Tua number under the sun at you, but you can't win with that guy. He's a starting quarterback. You just can't.
Right now, the timing, when he does have time, and is just, it's just not there with his guys.
But he's not the only quarterback in the league that doesn't have time. You watch around the league, there's a lot of guys that don't have time. The difference is that he doesn't have a shred of athleticism to extend a play.
No. Can't take off and run.
And you
no.
just can't he win
is,
that way.
He has now been in his brain, because of the injuries, concussions mostly, a little hip, he knows, like, if doesn't look good, he's been told and coached up, if you can't get out of there, get down. Play for another snap. But the pressure yesterday he got, he made some bad throws. The old hit the quarterback enough and you rattle him. That was a combination of what happened with Tua going to the ground yesterday, making some bad throws as he's throwing it, overthrew the first one over the top of Tyreek's head for an interception. A fumbles one where he did see the guy coming. And it was just bad. It was bad across the board. We start with Tua because you can't turn the ball over three times. You got no shot to win. Anyway, you could go on and on about this thing, how bad it is. I got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here.
Bunch of reminders, by the way, that the Dolphins got a bunch of primetime games coming up. That ought to be good.
Yeah.
They can't flex those early in the season, right? I think that's a late season.
They're not going to let us just go back to all Sunday at 1 o'clock games.
You guys, please play at 1.
And they're not going to cancel the Madrid trip.
At least that game's at 9 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Is that the time there? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure when that game is. Hey, we got to go to break here. We'll jump into some more stuff here. I know we got a lot of texts coming in. By the way, how good was that game? Be honest, though. How many of you turned it off early? How many of you, like those Buffalo Bill fans, started going home there in the fourth quarter going, we can't win this game. The Ravens are just that running game. By the way, how good was the decision maker, huh? How good was that last night? Looks like he still got that extra gear when he runs. All right, it's hurricane season. Oh, man, this is the one everybody's worried about, September. Protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. You've been talking about it. Now you're getting a little spooky, getting a little concerned. You don't have to. Call Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. You got an old leaky roof. A lot of people do right now. We're going to replace it. We're going to replace it here soon, but we're going to try to get through one more year. Stop it. Replace your old roof now and you can pay later with Loctite. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on the legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Loctite, Chev and the gang over there ready to help you, man. They cover all of South Florida. Going to do great work. By the way, they can do it all for you. Not just Impact Windows and Doors. They can get you a new roof real quickly, too. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Got a professional staff ready to answer all your questions and get you started today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hey. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Let me see, for Coach Talk out there. Coach, what happened yesterday? Technique was bad. Fundamentals were bad. Overrunning tackles. Surprise blitzes we weren't ready for. A lot of mental mistakes. We blocked the wrong guys. Broken coverages. You just go on and on with all these things, and it just adds up to just a complete ass-whooping. Just complete. And then when this happens, and it's fair, man, it's fair. What are you doing when you're together all day? What the F are you doing when you guys get together as a team all day, besides you guys all like each other? What else? I'm glad everybody likes everybody. I'm glad. No, seriously, man. But what else going on over there? Because something ain't working. To play like that against that opponent. Now, listen, I don't know how good the Colts are going to be. But I know they're not that good. There's no way somebody's going to tell me they were that good. That defense was 29th in the NFL a year ago. 29th. Xavien Howard, who had, by the way, a fumble recovery yesterday. He had to be jacked up.
Every former Dolphin yesterday had a day.
Everybody had something, right?
Jalen Ramsey had a walk-off hit, seal that game, which, by the way, very entertaining game.
That, by the way, hey, that was good. And the Aaron Rodgers never disappoints. I don't like those guys. I don't wish anything good on any of those guys that team.
I know.
He just turned on everybody. I thought it was just the front office, and he goes, no, all of them. I just wanted to beat them.
Justin Fields looked competent. He looked pretty good, right? I mean, running, throws.
Hey, listen, compared to what we saw yesterday, a 33-8 blowout, 25-point loss, everybody looked really good. Total yards, 418 to 211. God, thank God we got going there in the second half to get to 211. 39 minutes to 21 minutes in time of possession.
I don't know if you know exactly what was said, but I'd still like to know what those guys said to Stephen Ross, prior to the last game of the season last year. And someone, I think it was Joe Shedd, sent out the thing again yesterday about Stephen Ross said after the last game.
Because it was written before.
It was ready too quickly.
That thing was done. They made up their mind.
Said.
Yeah.
To sway him to think that this was going to just magically get better.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is the most incredible thing. And now.
It's a great point.
Joe, like, people are talking about, like, the, you know, blow it up, the season's over, this and that. It's like, all right, man, we got to wait 365 more days to fix it, try to fix this thing?
Like, I don't know, Wood. You're looking way out in front, man.
Well, I'm trying to find a glimmer of hope here, John.
Well, you like to just cancel and roll quickly, and I'm just telling you guys, it's great if you want to throw it out and everybody should be fired like on the way home last night, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, it doesn't matter at this point.
Right?
It's too whatever happens now, it's too late. Like, your season it started. Nothing you do is going to change that.
It would have been one thing to lose a close one. Still would have been a terrible loss because I had that as one of the games you had to win. But the fact is, you got your ass kicked. It wasn't a little bit and we can clean this up. There's a lot of things that need to get a lot better. And it's both sides of the football. It wasn't, hey, the defense is going to be better than the offense. They were equally bad yesterday. Couldn't get stops on defense. Couldn't get stops. You blitzed them. And it was like, oh, we're going to blitz again. They're going to pick it up and complete the pass. And they're going to run. And the quarterback sneaks. They run quarterback sneaks. There's no problem, by the way. You wonder old Daniel Jones at 230 pounds had no problem. That offensive line, they kicked us around pretty good. They kicked the D-line around pretty good yesterday. So it was a lot of bad stuff. A lot of bad, you know. And I know almost out of habit, Mike goes, I got to go back with the leadership team. I'm like, well, what's that going to do? Well, you have the leaders going to spread out and see who leads early today and how many guys stay around and see what time. And like they do here, when things were bad in the radio here for a while, none of the shows knew this, but so they weren't happy with all the radio stations. So one day a bunch of guys got called in. I happened to come in early. But a lot of guys were coming in like a minute before the show. So now they're going, hey, I see why we're struggling. You show up right before your friggin' show. You don't come early. And by the way, we check when you leave. You're leaving before your show's over. And so what are we going to have the captains do that? The captain's going to go around. Got six captains. You're going to have Alec Ingold go and check on the running back room. And, hey, you getting enough treatment? I mean, come on, man. I mean, I like the we, and we're not teammates. We're not. Coaches and players are not teammates. They never will be teammates. They're not. And by the way, offensive and defensive and special teams coordinators are not head coaches. They're not. There's one guy got to be the bad guy and the good guy when things are great. The head coach got to be the main man. He's got to be the leader. Everything starts with him. The culture and everything else. I'm so sick of effing culture talk too. I don't want to hear about it. Don't want to hear about it. I don't. I just, listen, man, we got just the leadership at the top of the football's got to be better. That's got to be better. We can't, you know, parties together and hanging out. I mean, you know, players and coaches, we're different. We have different jobs. Your job's to coach me. And when you're coaching somebody, you got to get on them sometimes. You do. And sometimes you got to give them tough love. I don't mean punch them or hit them or grab their face mask like they did when I was a kid. But you got to go, hey, man, you got to play better. You're making the same mistakes. I can't keep playing you. I'll just play a young guy. Slap some guy else, buddy, in there. And by the way, they go through this list of problems yesterday. You didn't look prepared. And the game plans for the Colts on both sides. Gotcha. And the numbers show it across the board. I mean, It's a bad look for everybody. Hell, I like a lot of the coaches. I do. I like a lot of the assistant coaches. A lot of them I don't know. But I got a handful of guys I really like. But if this continues, they know what's going to happen. This is not good. To lose like that, it's embarrassing. Just embarrassing to be that bad. Embarrassing. Everybody going in today should be embarrassed and quiet.
But, Joe, like, here's the thing. You think that's going to embarrass them? The stuff all offseason didn't embarrass you? You had every media member that had a microphone say how bad you were, how soft you were, how, you know, undisciplined, poorly coached.
They said they're going to show everybody.
Everything.
They were going to show everybody how much everything's changed.
What do you think, that loss is going to, like, light their fire? I mean, that to me was the biggest disappointment of that game, is the fact that, like, yeah, you lost, but you just looked like a lifeless team that just didn't have anything, any energy, any passion, any heart.
No, it looks like
they went through the motions. They look like they don't respond to this coach anymore.
You've heard this before. When you look so bad, it looks like you're not trying. It kind of
looked
like that.
Yeah, it looked that way.
When you look really bad at what you do, people go, man, what kind of effort was that?
Was there anyone that you noticed that was flying around that was like trying to do anything? It looked on TV.
I think the middle line. So I think the middle linebackers. You're asking me.
Go ahead.
I think the middle linebackers were getting after it the best they could when they weren't getting blocked. Mm-hmm. I thought Achan at least showed something at the end of the game. But no, you're right. To your point. No, there wasn't.
Too late by then.
There wasn't much there. No, there wasn't. Malik Washington, you know, had a couple efforts, but I mean, look at our numbers from $60 million worth of receivers on the outside.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, honestly, when you got 40-some yards in the first half, nobody had. The equipment manager, Joe and those guys, they almost had the same amount of stats as some of the guys on the team in the first half. All right, hey, listen.
The downfall of the Dolphins' offense, by the way, is something that, like, should be studied. I mean, it is truly amazing to go from as good as it was to a team that essentially just got shut out.
Where is 22 and 23? What happened to years 22 and 23? Are they ever coming back again? Hey, I'll tell you where we're going right now. We're going to Baptist Health, South Florida. I hope not too many of those guys are hurt. Man, not way, way too early in the season. I was with the Baptist Health South Florida doctors that travel with the team. I like to sit with them. Love those guys, all good guys, but more importantly, besides liking those guys, really good at what they do. And we do have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. I like to tell Dade and Broward and Palm Beach, we got you, man. You don't have to go to some doctor in California or Houston to get some special operation. They put together a team. They've seen it all, man, when it comes to sports injuries. Have some of the best specialists in the country now. Hired more doctors. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. I can go on and on. Dr. Uribe and all the rest of those doctors have just done a great job of putting together an all-star lineup of doctors to make sure you get great results. Let's be honest here. You know one thing? Whether it's you, your kids, your wife, if they're competitive in a team or individual sport, sooner or later, it's going to happen. No matter how good a shape you are, you're going to get injured. And when you do, you want to be able to know you're going to get great results with doctors that have seen it all, and that's what you get at Baptist Health South Florida. Who takes care of the professional teams, Inter-Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, FIU, and FAU? Yep, Baptist Health South Florida. There for a lot of us, and I will tell you, you're in for great results. More importantly, the next time you have a problem, we got three great facilities, Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility in 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day, man. One go every day. Let's get you healthy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Show this hour is brought to you by Baptist Health.
Joe, our Monday Rewind is brought to you by Chevy. It's Chevy Truck Month, and it's time to see why Chevy is America's most dependable lineup of trucks. Chevrolet, together, let's drive, Joe.
All right, sounds good.
Drive together, right?
Woody, let's get ready to go here.
Can we drive together?
Just don't call a timeout on a 2-point conversion or get caught with 12 in the huddle. Go ahead, Woody. I'm sorry. Go ahead, bud. Go ahead.
We're going to go right to the NFL here, but I just want to just remind Gator fans what might have happened on Saturday.
Dramatic up for the win, and there it is.
There you go, the ninth coming of the
Gramatica. Was there a lot of South Florida fans at that game?
I don't know. It's a great question. I was watching while I was at the Canes game, so kind of.
All right. What else you have?
But we were very pleased at the result, I will tell you.
You really dislike the Gators.
Yeah. I think a lot of people down here that didn't go there do.
Well, I didn't go there.
You paid there, though. You put some money into the
I'm putting in a couple of degrees in there. Yeah, they weren't mine.
All right,
exactly.
Let's get to the football here.
If you listen to me, you're probably not surprised. Go ahead.
This was, by the way, a very entertaining game in the 1 o'clock window. The Bucs beat the Falcons 23-20. That thing went back and forth.
A lot of games, man. A lot of games.
There were a lot of games that were close. Another game that was close. The Bengals, the Browns should have won this game. They had some crap kicker who couldn't make it.
Learning how to win.
Yeah, but even the Browns.
Try it again.
As incompetent as the Browns are, looked a whole heck of a lot better than our squad.
Listen, man. We can go if you're going to do that one.
Sorry,
you can get ready to go across the board, and you can go. And by the way, they play a lot better than the Dolphins did.
I won't do that again.
45 yards in the first half. Head.
At least the Patriots lost 20-13. They fall to the Raiders in New England. Geno Smith over there.
We're in for a good game. Go ahead.
Are we?
Yes.
I mean, okay. Remember we said we're not doing that anymore.
Go ahead.
The Cardinals hold on to beat the Saints 20-13. That game was close. Remember, we thought the Saints might be the worst.
They didn't ain't it, did they?
No, they looked okay. In a game that we actually cared about here, though, Joe, the Steelers hold on to beat the Jets 34-32. Aaron Rodgers, those four touchdowns in this game.
You got to have a soundbite yesterday ripping the Jets.
I am not.
Oh, man.
No Aaron Rodgers, man, please.
All right.
Maybe tomorrow.
All right.
But nevertheless, the Jets looked pretty good. The Steelers looked pretty good.
He didn't hide. He did not hide the way he felt about those guys on that team and that organization.
All right, Commanders beat the Giants 21-6.
Okay.
Pretty quiet one there. Jaguars beat up on the Panthers 26-10.
Okay.
At least we have the Panthers. Trevor Lawrence, 178 yards and a touchdown there. Travis Etienne, 143 yards on the ground.
Okay.
Nice little game for him.
Yeah.
The Broncos did not look very good in their home opener, Joe.
But did they win?
Yeah, they did.
They
beat the Titans.
Don't play great and you still win. That's what good teams do.
I suppose.
They'll lose by 25.
This was a really good game. 49ers and Seahawks. The 49ers win it late, 17-13. Christian McCaffrey, there was a lot of question marks about him going into the game. He had like 9 catches in this one. He had another 70 on the ground.
Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't think he was going to play.
Yeah, he had like 30.
They said something about that calf, and I went, he's out. That was my first thought. Today's game, he's out. Get him through 17 games.
All right, this was very surprising here. The Packers beat the heck out of the Lions yesterday, 27-13, and that it wasn't even that close.
A lot of people not surprised think Green Bay might be one of the 2 or 3 best teams in football.
Rams and Texans had a defensive struggle there. The Rams hold on to win 14-9.
Wow.
Yeah.
That Rams defense, though, that young defense, pretty good.
And then the Ravens pulled off maybe their best choke job, and they've had a lot of them, but this might have been their best.
How did they lose
that game?
They
saved it for this one, 41-40. They blow it. Josh Allen had like 250 passing yards in the fourth quarter alone.
But that was a fantasy football lover's delight, right?
Yes. Yes.
Not just Josh Allen. Lamar had a nice game for himself, and the guy you got to make a business decision on. By the way, there were some guys early in that game I was watching when I got home. There were some guys that made business decisions, did not want to tackle him again. It happens every time. When it gets cold, it really happens.
All right. That's all the games. I might not even watch tonight. I'm so sick of football at this point. But we got the Bears and the Vikings, if you care.
I'm going to watch a little bit. I got to get caught up on
We had the Ravens last night. That just ripped our guts out. So just in case the Dolphins thing wasn't bad enough. But
What a friggin' comeback to find out this morning. First thing out of bed. I look, and I go, I got to get the score. Oh, my God, they came back and won. They couldn't stop the Bills couldn't stop the run. I was like, they're done. They ran for 260 yards, and they lost. Yeah, what do you have?
All right, here. Let's see, Joe. How many games before they replace Tua as the starter?
Not one.
If the Patriots game looks like the Colts game.
Not two. Keep going.
If the Patriots game looks like the Colts game, it's over. I'm sorry, man.
They're going to bench Tua after two games,
I
Woody?
I understand you're going to tell me they got to play the rest of the season.
I didn't say season, Woody. I didn't say season, but you ain't paying him $55 million to see him two games.
If it looks the way that it did yesterday on Sunday at home against the Patriots.
Yeah, let me hear this one. Let me hear this. Go ahead.
Then it's over because they're not going to respond.
Well, what are you saying? What's that mean it's over? No, I understand it's about – what are you saying? I understand they're not very good.
I'm saying this entire
no, no, go the whole Tua thing. Go ahead. What are you saying?
Roster?
You're all over it. Now, just get to your thought now. What are you saying? You made it sound like Tua's going to get benched after two games. Did you say that's what you're saying?
If they look the same way against New England,
yeah,
I would start Quinn Ewers the rest of the way.
So
let the wheels fall off and be the worst team in football, which you may be.
Woody?
If they look like that, Joe, if they look like that at home against New England, how are you going to sell that to people on Monday?
Woody, are you serious that you think they're going to bitch? I understand everybody's pissed. I'm pissed too. But you say some dumbass stuff.
If I was the owner, I would jump in.
Okay, let me – oh, yeah,
I would jump. Well, first of all, you'd have to make some changes, but, you know, whatever.
So let me hear that. That's a great take today. After two games, if Tua turns the ball over, and I'll three times –
they get blown out by New England at home on Sunday?
Okay.
Then what? I mean, what?
Hey, Tua, two games is enough. We've seen you enough. We just gave you that contract and owe you a ton of money, but we're going to bench you. You're now the third string quarterback. Hey, fans, Tua's number three. That's stupid, man. You're being dumb. Two games. They're not going to do that.
Okay.
I can do it. Mike's not going to lose his job after two. Chris is not going to lose his job after two.
I don't know that.
All right. So I'm just.
If it looks the same.
Do give me a better take.
If it looks the same.
Just give me a better take than that, though. Two games, ain't nobody losing their job. It's just not. Be the first time ever.
Do you have a better take?
No, but that's a dumb take. That's dumb.
But
just think.
Well, what point is it?
Not two games.
Three?
No, what would
you get your ass kicked by the Bills in week three? Like,
Woody,
what does it for you, Joe?
It would have.
At what point?
Woody.
They have Woody, but they had nothing to build off.
Do you really think after if Tua plays poorly next week that's it for him?
Oh, no, I don't think they'll jump. Oh, okay. I don't think they will, but I think they should.
Okay. Okay. Just your take.
If they get blown out at home by the Patriots, then I would start very seriously considering the future of this franchise. And
what about all the other
where they're going to draft?
Underachieving. Who else you going to? How many guys?
I would trade Tyreek Hill. That would
okay,
be one
there you go.
I would make.
Well, you know what? Listen, we have a separate show where you can.
I'd call Kansas City and I'd ask them what they're willing to give up.
Well, that'd be good. They'd love that. Probably take them back
to
the situation they're in. Hey, we got the 8 o'clock hour. That was a great take, though. Game two, he's benched. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Boy, I'll tell you what, man, when it comes to a law firm that cares about you, and I got to tell you, if you've been injured in a slip and fall or an automobile accident, you see all these commercials. I get it. They're out there. They're wonderful. They look great. They got great music to them. Nice video. That man coming in is one of the partners into the shot, and you go, that's the guy I want. Then you go down there. You call him. Go down there, and they go, no. He doesn't handle cases. He hadn't handled a case in 20 years. But we got this handoff over here. I call them handoff attorneys. They're going to handle it, and they're really good at what they do. Fresh out of law school, ready to handle your case. I don't know about you, because after that, then you're making a call about your case and see how it's going, and you don't feel like you're a priority anymore. You definitely, if you're going through this right now and you're frustrated somewhere else, pick the phone up, call Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, from the moment you walk through that door. More than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Go to CohnandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always get a hold of, communicate even on the weekends, partners who care. Matter of fact, I just tell everybody, go to their reviews. Yep, go to CohnandJudah.com, go to the reviews. A lot of great stuff's being said about people who care about you. They can get you the most money, keep you updated on your case constantly. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do. That's always 866-FAIR-FEE. Go to Cohn and Judah. Find out more. They're really good. You're going to like Gary and Harvey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.